What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to another episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. I'm your host, Kinsley Meeks, and I am a mental health advocate, a coach, and an athlete aiming to inspire you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. If it's your first time tuning in, know that I appreciate it so, so much. And if you're a frequent listener of my show, that's even better. This episode is going to be one that I feel like you guys are going to absolutely love. We're going to talk about the essential habits that can help you succeed in your health and wellness journey, as well as some pretty unhealthy habits that you need to avoid. I'll share five key habits that are crucial for progress, including getting adequate rest, managing stress, exercising on a regular basis, maintaining a balanced diet, and prioritizing your mental health. You'll also hear about five common unhealthy habits like sedentary lifestyle, poor diet, negative relationships, unhealthy coping mechanisms, and self-destructive thoughts and patterns. And let me tell you, these unhealthy habits are doing nothing but just damaging your progress and steering you in the wrong direction. So whether you're just starting out or looking to improve, this episode is going to give you the tools to help you build a more healthy and a more balanced life. But before we hop into today's show, I want you guys to get to know me a little bit better and what's been going on in my life. So I want to do a little segment that I like to do called a weekly report. So a weekly report is pretty much just a creative trend that I've been seeing on a lot of different social media platforms. So this is an acronym. R is going to stand for what I've been reading. E is going to stand for what I've been eating. P is what I've been playing. O is what I've been obsessing over. R is what I'm recommending to you guys. And then T is going to be what I've been treating myself to. So to start off, what I've been reading lately, to be honest, I really do like to read, but it's hard for me to kind of take the time to actually sit down and open a good book. So I haven't been reading a lot lately. If you guys have any recommendations also, please send them my way. But what I have been kind of checking out more lately is just Bible verses. So in the morning, I am very big on my faith, for those of you who don't know me. But what I like to do is start my day with a really encouraging Bible verse. It's something new every single day. And what I find this does is just kind of get my mood right for the day and give me a little bit of motivation and inspiration to kind of keep moving forward in my day. Because you guys know life has its ups and downs, but really keeping your faith strong, I know, has helped me so, so much. As far as what I've been eating, so listen, this has not changed very much. Y'all know I'm a bodybuilder, so I pretty much eat the same 4 to 6 meals every single day. It's pretty basic, whole foods, the same protein, fats, and carb sources. But I will say when it comes to carbohydrates, your body's main energy source, something that I've been loving is Japanese sweet potatoes. So they contain some pretty amazing health benefits like antioxidants that are going to boost your immune health. They also contain very healthy vitamins and minerals. And honestly, they just taste good and are a clean carb source that digests really easily for me. I'm telling you guys, I really have been just eating so many of them in the morning and at night. Like, I literally went to Whole Foods the other day and made such an effort. Anything you do in Miami, that's where I live, is just, it's such an effort because traffic is crazy. People are crazy. I was there at like 9 or 10 p.m., had to get up early the next day, but I needed my sweet potatoes. You feel me? So definitely making an effort to eat those. So yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't know about this type of sweet potato. I'm not going to talk about it too much, but let me just say, if you haven't tried it, you got to check them out. P, what I've been playing lately. So I love music. It's something I'm super passionate about. And lately I've been into 2 different genres. I like almost every type of genre, I would say, besides probably like hardcore heavy metal and like country. I really don't like country, although I'm from the South, but I've been listening to a lot of hip hop and EDM. So when it comes to hip hop, a lot of Tory Lanez, a little bit of Speaker Knockers, y'all feel me? Been listening to some Lil Skies as well. And then when it comes more to like that house, EDM, dance type of vibe, I've been loving listening to more like Jazzy and Tiesto. So what I basically did was just pulled up the artist on my most recently listened to songs and something I wanted to share with you guys. It's actually funny too, because I moved to a new apartment building a couple weeks ago and I wanted to have like a little celebration, and I love to dance. And I truly do believe if you make the time to dance, like, it's going to boost your mood by at least 1%. I think I was actually listening to Speaker Knockers at this time, but I was having a little celebration because it was the first night in my brand new apartment. I used to live in a studio and now we've kind of upgraded to a bigger space. So I was outside of my apartment. I was just like dancing, vibing, you know, taking some videos of myself. And my neighbor was out there like watching me and she actually caught me and I was like, this is so embarrassing. But I just kept dancing, you feel me? Kept dancing to my Speaker Knockers. So you got to do what you got to do to keep the vibes right. Oh, what I've been obsessing over. Okay, I've been obsessing over boxing. I just recently started working with a coach just a couple times a month. And then outside of that, I've just been like hitting the bag and watching a couple videos, like trying to just increase my skills and working on combinations. Boxing is super easy to get into, but it's also very humbling. It's super hard because the technique is so, what's the word? Almost like precise and very challenging, I would say, to get. So you have to put some kind of thought into it and you have to really practice like anything to get better at it. But I will say when it comes to like a cardio standpoint, I thought that I was in shape cardio wise. But I'm telling you, if you box hard combinations for even like 45 seconds straight, it's going to get you super winded. So I've been loving that just to kind of, number one, find a new skill and a new cardiovascular exercise that I actually like. And then number two, just kind of to burn some calories in a more fun way. And then lastly, if you have some anger issues, which sometimes, let me tell you guys, we all do kind of be getting mad, that boxing is perfect to kind of take your frustration out on that bag. And then last one are what I've been recommending lately. So I'm a curly girl. I have super curly blonde hair and I get a lot of questions on what products I use for my hair. And I just recently discovered this new product. It's called the Scala Maze Cacho's Cream. And I may be pronouncing this totally wrong, but I'm going to link it in the show notes below for you guys. It's a sulfate-free, vegan, very affordable product. It's more of like a conditioner. And I've been using that a lot. It's like, I think $12 for a 32 ounce off of Amazon, which in comparison to a lot more conditioners, I feel like this price is very affordable for what it is. So my curly girls, definitely check out that product. And then we actually have one more to finish the weekly report, which is tea, what I've been treating myself to. Again, as I mentioned, I just moved to a new apartment building. So I've been treating myself to just more house decorations, plants, soaps, candles, things like that, that just make the environment better. And I truly do believe your environment really does play a huge role in your physical and mental health. So you got to treat yourself sometimes and you got to make sure that the space that you're in is a peaceful and a happy environment. I always love connecting with you guys and telling you more about my life, learning new things. So you can always feel free to let me know what you've been into lately. So let's get into it. Intro of today. Listen, we all have habits, right? When you look it up online, a habit is defined by a behavior or an action that is repeated regularly and tends to occur automatically, often without much thought. It's something that becomes ingrained over time due to repetition, and it can be positive, but it can also be negative. And when it comes to bettering your health and wellness, cultivating good habits really is key when it comes to making progress, seeing true results, and just staying motivated. But habits, sometimes creating them, the good habits anyways, it's just not easy. So what I did was put together a list of 5 healthy habits you need in your life to be successful in your health journey and a list of 5 unhealthy habits that you just need to get rid of. These healthy habits are based off of my knowledge and experience, habits that I truly do practice on a regular basis and stress the importance of my clients to as well. And the unhealthy ones, habits that I see many people do that again are detrimental to progress and pushing you just further and further away from achieving your health and wellness goals. And no hate, let me say, in my past, I've definitely formed some of these unhealthy habits as well. And some of them I still do struggle with, but I want to make sure you guys are creating positive habits in your life versus negative ones. I'm a pretty optimistic person, so let's start with the healthy habits first. If you want to have the best success in your health and wellness journey, these 5 habits are a must. Firstly, getting adequate rest, okay? You've probably heard people that are in the health and wellness space talk about this a lot. I know I'm not the first one, but let me just educate you guys for a moment. Sleep is so important because it's essential for your body's recovery, for your brain function, for hormone regulation, and then just for overall well-being. I mean, just think about, you know, when you don't have a good night's sleep. You wake up, you feel more moody, you feel more irritable, and you just feel less happy when you're not resting well. Specifically, sleep is crucial for many different reasons. Firstly, from a recovery standpoint, when you're training hard as you should be, exercising on a regular basis, especially if you're strength training like me, what you're actually doing in the gym is creating small tears and muscle fibers during this intense exercise. But when you give your body a sufficient amount of rest, you give your muscles time to repair and to rebuild muscle fibers. We talk about brain health. We need our brains to be functioning properly. This one's pretty simple to explain. I'm just going to talk about this in the easiest way possible. If you guys ever got done with just like a long day, you've been working all day, you've kind of been through the ups and downs of life, and at the end of the night, you just kind of sit there and like your brain is just not functioning and you just feel like, okay, this is not a good time of the night for me. And someone tells you, all right, man, like just sleep on it and you'll feel better tomorrow. So that's what you do. You go to bed, you sleep, and then you wake up and your brain's like, okay, let's get it. Like I'm ready to go again. So when you rest adequately, you're going to have a sharper mind and better mental clarity. And then we talk about also hormone regulation. Hormones, especially as a female, making sure that they're regulated really does play a role in how you feel and also how you look. And getting enough rest is essential for our body for good hormone production and the balance of many hormones in our body. Hormones that affect our appetite, our metabolism, our stress levels, our reproductive health, and again, just our well-being. So I want to talk about with you guys just a few hormones in our body that are greatly affected by sleep, just to give you a better understanding. There's definitely a lot of them, but the main couple I want to mention, starting with number one, is cortisol. Cortisol is going to be our body's main stress hormone. So when you have poor sleep, when your sleep is disrupted, it can cause very high cortisol levels, which can weaken your immune system, damage your metabolism, and cause high stress and anxiety. Believe me, I've been there. Secondly, leptin and ghrelin. These are going to be your appetite hormones. Leptin is going to suppress your appetite. Ghrelin, on the other hand, is going to stimulate your hunger. So when you do not sleep well, the balance between leptin and ghrelin can be disrupted, which leads to increased hunger levels, overeating, and weight gain as a result. And then lastly, I want to talk about estrogen and progesterone. These are going to be your main female sex hormones. They are both greatly influenced by sleep. And when you don't rest properly, these hormones can become out of balance and lead to menopausal symptoms, poor mental health, and more. So if you want to manage this, try to sleep a good 7 to 9 hours a night and make sure that your sleep is actually good quality. Try to create a good sleep environment and establish a consistent sleep schedule to regulate your circadian rhythm. And let me also say, like, this is not always feasible. I get it. We have busy schedules. Sometimes we can't sleep for 7 hours. But listen, just do your best to get as much sleep as possible and you're going to be good to go. All right, number two, healthy habit that you need. You have to learn how to manage your stress. I like to say, stop stressing, focus on your blessings, okay? When you are able to manage your stress effectively, your health is going to thank you because you will have less risk of chronic diseases such as high blood pressure and heart disease. You have less risk of mental health conditions such as anxiety and depression. And you also, again, have more optimized hormone balance. We talked about this in relation to sleep, but high stress also plays a huge role in the way that our hormones regulate. And elevated stress levels are going to lead to higher cortisol production. So to manage this, you have to take time to relax. You have to practice mindfulness, self-awareness, and also just make the time for things that you enjoy. Maybe it's hobbies, maybe it's time with loved ones. It doesn't matter. Just do more things that make you happy and are good for reducing the stress that's in your body. And again, like I said, we all live these busy lives. You can't always control every situation, but you sure can do your best to focus on the positives and establish a good routine that's going to help you relax after you've had maybe a stressful day. So some of my personal favorite things to do, I'll tell you guys. Number one, just going to the beach. I love to be by the water. I love to be out in the sun. I find that just getting that sunlight and swimming the ocean just helps me so much mentally. Spending time with loved ones, you know, being around people that lift you up, maybe calling a family member. I'm constantly calling my mom, you know, making sure she's keeping me sane. Lean into your friends, lean into your family, lean into loved ones that fill you up as well. Those are two of my favorite things. Number three, we want to be healthy. We want to be well. You have to adopt the habit of just exercising on a regular basis. There are so many types of exercise. Of course, being a bikini bodybuilder and a personal trainer myself, I have to take a moment and just stop to promote strength training. I truly do believe it's the best method of exercise when it comes to seeing physical changes in your body composition, better functionality, right? The way that our body moves for everyday life, and then just also very beneficial for long-term health. It also strengthens your muscles and your bones. Just a great form of exercise. But say you're someone who doesn't strength train. You need to get on it, but that's okay. There's so many types of exercise you can try, whether it's running, whether it's taking a dance class, whether it's jujitsu, whether it's boxing, whether it's a specific sport. It could be so many different things. You just got to make sure that you're moving your body. You want to improve your heart health. You want to better your metabolism. You want to increase your energy levels and your mood. Number four, maintaining a healthy, balanced diet. I had to write this one down. And let me say, a balanced diet looks different for every individual. I was actually talking with another friend of mine last week who's also a coach. Not one diet fits all. You may be someone who needs to count your macronutrients. You may be on a strict meal plan, or maybe you're just someone who needs to eat intuitively. The most important thing is that you're providing your body with the nutrients it needs to see results specifically for your goals. And when you eat good, you also just feel good. Your immune system is stronger, your mind is sharper, and your mood is better too. For me personally, this looks like eating the same, again, 4 to 6 meals a day, a high protein diet, structuring the carbohydrates and fats around my training and to fit my lifestyle, and then making sure that I am eating a sufficient amount of calories to let my body function the way that it should and to produce good results in my training and again throughout my everyday life. So I'll give just a couple diet tips for you guys too. Everyone should be making sure that they're mindful of what they put on their plate, knowing that protein is going to be the building blocks of our muscle cells, knowing that carbohydrates are going to be our body's main energy source, knowing that fats are going to be responsible for regulating our body temperature, for making sure that our joints, our bones are supported, are cushioned, for making sure that our hormones are producing how they should be, are regulated. We're making sure that we have good mental clarity. We're not having brain fog. We're not having mental health issues. There are so many things that I could talk about when it comes to macronutrients, but knowing that each one has a time and a place is a great way to start. I also believe that everyone should be including protein in their diet. I'm not just going to say including protein. I want to rephrase that and say including high protein in their diet. A great place to start is eating about 1 gram of protein per pound of lean body mass. Those are two very basic tips that apply for, I would say, pretty much every individual. And we'll talk a little bit more about nutrition later, but I wanted to make sure I mentioned that to you guys. And while we are on the topic of nutrition, we are on the topic of training, I want to just pause for a minute and tell you more about my one-on-one coaching services. I've always been very passionate about helping other people, and I created an online coaching platform to help you see real results and feel like your absolute best self. Having a nutrition and fitness routine specifically for your needs, catered towards your goals, makes all the difference. Believe me, that's why I offer one-on-one custom coaching. On the training side of things, I design specific programs custom to you, custom towards every individual, structured in a way that makes sense. All of my programs include training demo videos, sets, reps, cues, and an app to track your progress. The best thing is you can train on your own time, on your own schedule. When it comes to nutrition, I offer both macro and custom meal plans depending on your goals, your needs, and of course, your personal preferences. I also love helping my clients with supplement recommendations and just education surrounding the concept of using food as fuel and bettering your relationship with food as a whole in general. I am big on accountability, support, and communication with all of my clients to produce the best results possible and actually enjoy the process along the way as well. So let me say, if you are looking for a coach, if you're looking to better your health, maybe you want to lose some body fat, you're eager to build some muscle, or just simply improve, again, your relationship with food, know that I would absolutely love to help you. Please do not hesitate to reach out with any questions, any inquiries. You can always shoot me an email at kinsleymeeksfit@gmail.com to book a call and start making a positive change in your life. That's kinsleymeeksfit@gmail.com. Again, I'd love to help y'all. All right. Now let's talk about my last healthy habit. Number 5. This is a big one. Prioritizing your mental and emotional health. Most of you probably have the general idea on the importance of taking time to take care of your body, right? We talked about it. You got to sleep well. You have to exercise on a regular basis. You have to eat clean. However, it's not so often that we really just stop to think about our emotional health, our mental well-being. I mean, think about it. When's the last time you just stopped and asked yourself, like, all right, girl, how am I doing? And I get it. It's not a fun topic to discuss, but your mental and your physical health do really work in relationship with one another. I'll share with you guys as well just a little bit of a backstory on me and my personal struggles with mental health, because I honestly didn't realize its importance and I didn't really even think about the term mental health until shortly after moving to a new city. And I noticed at the time after moving to this new city, the way I was feeling just wasn't normal and it wasn't okay. I was isolated. I was disconnected. I was feeling super foggy. And at the time, I was just severely struggling with my mental health. It was partially due to extreme hormonal imbalances, but it was also due to the fact that I wasn't really prioritizing taking care of my mind as I should have been. And as a result, I felt extremely anxious all the time, extremely depressed, and I just felt like my relationships were suffering. My work was suffering. Hell, I was suffering, you know? So to be completely vulnerable, I still do struggle with my mental health at times, but I make sure that I always take care of myself because I know how it affects me and the people around me when I don't. So I just encourage you guys, yes, prioritize your physical health. It's so important, but also keep your mental health a top priority. And by doing so, you're going to be happier, more productive, more resilient, and just more successful too. But how can you take care of your mind and better your mental health? That's the big question. For me, it comes down to practicing gratitude and being more mindful. It comes down to staying connected with your friends and your family. Again, taking time off to enjoy hobbies or things that you love, or just seeking help, seeking guidance when you need it. So there are many more healthy habits that I could go on and on about, but these five are a great place to start. So again, key when it comes to bettering your health and wellness. But with that being said, we have to talk about the unhealthy habits too. You need to know what to avoid. Habits that are derailing your progress. Number one, a sedentary lifestyle. I see so many people struggling with this and I get it. Maybe you work a 9-to-5 and you have to sit at a desk all day. Maybe you're in school right now, you're studying over 8 hours a day and you're just hunched over in that chair all day long. Or maybe flat out, you're just lazy. You don't like to move and you just sit on the couch all day. Better get with the program, baby. I'll start by saying that. When you're living a sedentary lifestyle, it's going to lead to weight gain, poor cardiovascular health, impaired circulation. That's right. Worse blood flow, muscle weakness, decreased longevity, and just worse mental health. Does that sound like something you're interested in? Probably not. It's time to get up and get moving. And to be less sedentary, it comes down to making a conscious effort to actually get more movement in daily. So if you work a desk job, try to stand up and move every hour. Even set a timer for yourself if you need to. Stand up, stretch, walk around when you can. Another great way to stay active is to boost what's called your NEAT. This is an acronym that stands for non-exercise activity thermogenesis. These are activities you do like standing, fidgeting, walking around, doing household chores. Even small bouts of movement throughout the day will help you burn more calories and lessen the effects of a sedentary lifestyle. One of my favorite ways to do this, I know it sounds kind of funny, but it's true. It's just by dancing. I told you guys, my neighbors caught me out there on the balcony vibing. It's fun. And I try to have frequent dance parties with myself throughout the day, to be honest. Even if it's just 30 seconds, it boosts your mood and it boosts your daily energy expenditure. So make sure you're making an effort to live an active lifestyle. Second, poor diet. Okay. This is an unhealthy habit. We talked about how to create a healthy, well-balanced diet, right? But I want to discuss some of the most common trends that I see when it comes to poor diet and how you can avoid them. There's probably four that I see my clients come across and that I just see again on a regular basis. First one is eating too many processed and fast foods. When you are consuming too many processed foods, it's going to lead to weight gain, again, heart problems, diabetes, and other metabolic conditions. I would say the best way to kind of avoid this is by reading your labels. Number one, actually make an effort to know what is going into your body. There is a lot of education out there surrounding what goes into nutrition labels, and you just have to read it. But you have to understand, when most people are out there making a product and it's highly processed, it's full of chemicals and artificial ingredients and dyes and colors, it is designed to be highly addictive, and it's designed to also be cleverly marketed. So be smart about what you're putting in your body. I released an episode, it was probably a couple months ago, but it was episode number 21 of the Curls and Courage podcast. It was called What You Need to Know About Processed Foods. These addicted and clever marketed foods are killing you. If you guys did not know, consuming too many processed foods is one of the leading causes of death right now in the United States. It's actually mind-blowing. So make sure that you're reading your labels. Please, please do it for me. Okay. Second trend that I see pretty often that's super unhealthy when it comes to habits is binging or snacking at night. When it comes to overindulging at night, I get it. But again, this can lead to similar issues along with poor digestion, just not seeing the progress that you hope to achieve in relation to your health and wellness goals either. So you can avoid this by trying to spread your macros more evenly throughout the day. So don't be the person who just does what's called macro hoarding. You don't eat any calories. You don't eat much protein and fats and carbs in the beginning part of the day, so you can overindulge at night. This makes no sense because you're really preparing the body to go to sleep. So you don't need a ton of weight sitting on your stomach. The best thing to do would be to fuel your body based off of your daily schedule, based off of your training, right? So start spreading your macros again evenly throughout the day. And I would say also focus on your last meal being high in protein and also high in healthy fats. Great example would be maybe your dinner time meal is a big green salad with a lean cut of 96.4 beef, maybe 4 or 5 ounces if you're a girl like me, and then including some healthy fats on that last meal as well. So maybe you're adding in some healthy olive oils whenever you cook that protein source. Maybe you're adding half an avocado to that salad. Maybe instead of doing the lean cut of beef, you're using salmon as your protein source, which we know is full of omega-3s, a healthy fat that is crucial for brain health among so many other things. So focus on that last meal. I do believe eating high in protein and healthy fats at that last meal is going to help you feel more full and more satiated. If you're just eating junk food the entire night, you're never going to feel full, and you're also never going to look good. Engage in other activities too versus just eating at night. I feel like eating is such a big part of socialization and a big part of many cultures. And I love that too. It's good to try new things. It's good to sit down and have dinner with your family, but you can't let the only thing you look forward to be eating. You have to be able to try to have other social interactions that are not just structured on, hey, what can we go eat tonight? So maybe you're asking your friend to go walk. Maybe you're asking your husband to go out for a stroll with you after dinner. Maybe you're spending time with your loved ones and just doing activities that are of a less food focus, I think can be super, super helpful. And then when we talk about skipping meals, this is on the opposite side of the spectrum, but I see my girls doing this and my guys too, very, very frequently. So segueing to how this is just as bad as overindulging and binging at night, when you are under eating, you are neglecting to provide your body with essential nutrients it needs. So you may think that you're getting fit, that you're trying to lose weight, but what you're really doing is damaging your metabolism and limiting your mental and physical performance. You have to know there's a time and a place where you may have to eat a little bit less or eat a little bit more, but you cannot skip meals constantly every single day because it's going to lead to major health issues. Believe me, I've been there. And again, you're just not going to feel your best. So avoid this by, number one, preparing in advance. When you don't prepare in advance, you really are just preparing to fail. It can seem like a little bit of additional work sometimes, but in the long run, I promise it's going to make you feel so much better. Another big key tip on this topic is setting reminders. So maybe you have a reminder on your phone every 3 hours that says you need to get up and eat something. And then lastly, just creating a well-balanced nutrition plan. Having something to follow, having some type of structure in your day is so, so vital when it comes to seeing progress in this area. And then poor diet, another common trend that I see is just not staying hydrated. This is so simple, but when you're not drinking enough water, it's going to lead to worse performance, worse cognitive function, digestive issues, and a weaker immune system. So water is actually essential for many bodily functions. I would say if you want to make sure you're getting in enough water, try to drink about a gallon of water a day and also just keep a water bottle with you at all times. All right, more unhealthy habits. Number three, just want to share with you guys a couple more unhealthy coping mechanisms. All right, let me address the most two unhealthy coping mechanisms that are pretty common that I see. Number one, we talked about earlier, emotional eating, excessive weight gain, digestive issues, not seeing the results you want, you name it. Emotional eating can be hard because I get it. We go through hard times in life, and a lot of times we tend to lean on food or, again, other mechanisms that are unhealthy to kind of cope with the way that we feel. But you cannot emotionally eat. What you want to do instead is eat mindfully. You want to have what's called portion control. So look at your portions. Make sure, again, you're establishing a healthy balance of protein, fats, and carbs. And then another thing is try to identify your triggers and replace them with a healthier coping mechanism. So if you're someone who you know life has put you through the ringer and you're someone who tends to emotionally eat, identify what is making you feel that way and try to solve that problem versus just going straight to the pantry and grabbing whatever. And I know this is so hard. Believe me, I get it. But it's something you just have to be more self-aware of and have to start making changes on. Second one I see is alcohol. Okay. I know my Miami girls hate me for this one. I know it's party, party, party all the time where I live. And alcohol is a big part of many people's lives. And I get it. When it comes to alcohol, I'm not saying my advice is to never have another drink again. I'm just saying moderation is key. While occasional or moderate alcohol consumption might not pose significant health risks for most people, excessive drinking can definitely have some long-term and serious health effects. Drinking too much alcohol over time can lead to liver damage, poor heart health, poor mental health, gut issues, and a weakened immune system. So to me, avoiding this, set limits for yourself when you are drinking alcohol. Maybe it's a night that you're going out and you just tell yourself, okay, I'm going to have 2 glasses of red wine. I'm not having any more. That's good moderation there. You don't need to have 8 glasses of red wine to feel okay. And then, as I mentioned earlier, you got to find healthier ways to relax. It can't always be, ooh, I'm feeling stressed. I'm going to have 8 shots of vodka and move on with my day. You got to find healthier ways to relax, whether it's taking a hot bath, calling a friend, getting outside, spending time doing things that you love. Just make sure you're finding a healthier way to relax other than just alcohol. Number four, unhealthy relationships. In life, you are a product of who you surround yourself with. Negative influences will negatively affect your long-term health. So I want to give you guys an example. Anytime I have like a nutrition and training consult, I ask my clients or my potential clients, that is, what does your support system look like? Because if you do not have a support system around you, or you have someone in your life or people in your life who are not allowing you to be your best self or pushing you to be worse, those are people you do not want in your life. And it can be hard to cut people out like that sometimes, but it's about having honest conversations and being honest with yourself. So say you're in a romantic relationship. Your husband is constantly bringing home pizza and putting it in your face every single night. You're going to be more tempted to have that pizza. Or maybe you have some friends who you're really trying to be healthy. You're trying to stop drinking alcohol. And they're telling you every Friday night, hey, Kinsley, let's go out. Let's party. Let's get messed up tonight. Let's have a ton of alcohol. It's fine. Don't worry. You can deal with your problems later. Like, those are not people you want to be around. So you have to be very conscious of this. And I've talked about this in past episodes as well. But one big question to ask yourself is, does this person that I'm around lift me up? You can start by controlling what you can in your environment. Surround yourself with positive influences, with good people. You can't always do this when it comes to work and several relationships, but on your free time, you can control who you surround yourself with. To be honest, this is one of the most things I probably missed most about like back home where I'm from in Alabama. I miss, you know, having a very positive community in the gym. I miss having a family that lifted me up. I miss being around my brother who was constantly telling me to keep going. You know, just little things, but super grateful for Miami with that being said. But I can just tell you guys again from personal experience how much of a difference it really does make when you're around good people in a good, solid environment. All right, last unhealthy habit, and y'all have got to stop doing this. I have got to stop doing this. Big one for me, and that I feel like you guys will be able to relate to as well, is self-destructive thoughts and patterns. A lot of us have this problem where we are constantly thinking negatively in our head. This leads to imposter syndrome, high stress, worse confidence, and poor mental health. We are often the most critical towards ourselves, which is a major problem and can easily get in the way of your health and fitness goals. If you have a goal in mind when it comes to health and fitness and you're already dragging yourself down, you're kind of a slave to your mind. You're saying, oh, I could never do this. Ooh, I look terrible. Ooh, I'm not as strong as this person. Ooh, I should not be at the gym. I'm not proud of myself. My friend looks so much better than me. I could never be consistent. I could never hit this goal. That's going to derail your progress like crazy. It's super important that you're your biggest cheerleader. You have to talk kindly to yourself. You have to focus on the positives. You have to acknowledge your achievements, celebrate your wins, and honestly seek support if you need it. Sometimes you just have to hype yourself up a little bit. You feel me? Okay, I think you guys get it. So those are the 5 unhealthy habits that I have for you guys today, along with the 5 healthy habits. So remember, stop for a moment and take a look at your lifestyle. Take a look at your habits. Replace your unhealthy habits with healthy ones. Get adequate rest. Learn how to manage your stress. Eat a well-balanced diet full of whole foods and a balance of protein, fats, and carbohydrates. Exercise on a regular basis and take care of your mental health. Before we end today's show, I want to end with a question from a listener. I always like to end the show with a Q&A segment, and feel free to send me any questions that you do have. Usually I'll keep the questions anonymous, but the best way to send in your question is through Instagram DM. That DM is going to be at @YoItsKenslow. That's at @YoItsKenslo. Or you can go ahead and shoot me a message through my business account, which is Fitness for Fortitude. That's at @FITNESS, 4, and then the word fortitude, which is FORTITUDE. I always love helping in any way that I can. So here's today's question. I feel like I have a pretty lean body composition overall, but when it comes to the backside of my arms, I just can't seem to lose the body fat that I want to. What are some good exercises to tone the backside of my arms? And do you have any more recommendations for losing body fat specifically in this area? Okay, so yes, for sure, I have some advice for you, babe. First off, it is a hard place to lose when we talk about body fat in the backside of the arms. I feel like that's just one that a lot of my ladies seem to have trouble with. And you can't really spot reduce when it comes to losing fat. You're not in control of where you lose fat first, but there are a couple things that I can help you with. So 1, when it comes to a muscle group that you really want to see progression in, I would recommend hitting that muscle group specifically 2x a week. And I'm really talking about more isolation exercises. So some of my favorites to do 2x weekly would be overhead extensions, close grip bench press is amazing for the triceps. Tricep dips are really good. And then I would say just like a cable tricep pushdown, including those movements. You really want to hit your triceps along with every muscle group from multiple different angles. And then I would also say, take a look at how you're performing these movements. Be really intentional. Slow your exercises down. Think about performing every rep as a set of its own is a great cue that I use. And then you also have to make sure that your diet is working in relationship with the exercises, with the training protocol that you're doing. So it may honestly take a little bit more of a strict caloric deficit, burning more calories than you are consuming over a longer period of time. It may just be one of those stubborn areas that your body is tending to hold on to. We all have those areas. For me, it's usually like the backside of my legs, my glutes, where I lose body fat last. And I have to push really, really hard to get that last couple pounds of body fat off. So make sure that you're just pushing yourself hard again and staying in a caloric deficit. Your body fat is probably going to have to be pretty low to see that actual definition within the backside of your arms, but you can do it. So I know that's just a few things, but those are the ones that I can think of off the top of my head. I feel like those tips will really help you. And if you have any more questions, you can just reach out to me again. Like I said, I'm more than happy to help. Okay, so that is all that I have for you guys today. I encourage you to follow me on social media through those same Instagram accounts or reach out to me if you want to hear more about my journey. I always love hearing about your journey as well. If you love this show, if it brought you some value, brought you some inspiration, please feel free to support the show on any major podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Bcast, wherever you're listening to now. The best thing you can do is leave a rate and review of the show. These rates and reviews, I read every single one of them. There's really nothing more valuable when it comes to helping the show grow and reach more people. Also, some of you may be listening on the radio right now, which is absolutely awesome. But if you guys are not, I wanted to make sure that I announced my show will be on WDJY 99.1 FM every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We just had my first episode air last week on Thursday, the 10th of April. So again, you may be listening on the radio now, but if you're not, feel free to check out the podcast on that platform as well. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. I truly do hope you have the best rest of your day. Wishing you gains, wishing you blessings, wishing you the best mental health and the best physical health possible, along with the best healthy habits. Make sure that you're taking these healthy habits and putting them into your routine starting today. Appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you next Thursday. Bye.